Taking a look first at your news for today, which is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. We're starting your news off with a report during the last Ellington Township Board of Trustees meeting that the Elkland Fire Department will be needing and getting some new equipment. The firefighters will be needing some new turnout gear. Also, there are 11 pairs of boots that have aged out and will be needing replacing. During the meeting, it was reported that the fire department currently has 23 members, with two currently in classes. It was also noted that the department has purchased a new brush truck and are currently in the process of outfitting it. It was announced that Anthony Middow is the new fire chief of the Elkland Township Fire Department. And the Dryden Township Board of Trustees approved the purchase of a new police vehicle during their latest meeting. The purchase of a new 2026 Dodge Durango from Jim Real Friendly Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lapeer was approved. The new vehicle will replace the one that was damaged during a police chase last fall. The township's cruiser was damaged on November 5th of 2025. Was when it was involved in an Almont Township shooting suspect incident. The estimated cost of the new vehicle is $40,311. The township's insurance will help towards paying for the bill to replace the vehicle. The township's vehicle was destroyed when the police department was assisting in the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department, the Michigan State Police, and the Almont Township Police during a chase to apprehend William Channer III for the alleged shooting and killing of Logan Welch, who was the plant manager at Trims Unlimited in Almont Township. Before the incident was over, there were five vehicles that had sustained damage. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for today. State Senator Kevin Daly is now term limited and out of representing the 26th Senate District. And because he can no longer run for that term anymore, he is endorsing the bid of newcomer Gabriel Lossing, age 31, in the campaign for Michigan State Senate. Daly is in the process of having served his second term in the Senate, which will end on January the 1st of 2027. Lossing is the third Republican to announce a campaign for the 26th Senate District. Besides Lossing, State Representative Matthew Bierlein and Dalton Atwell are both vying for the seat as well. Senate district candidates will square off in the Republican primary on August the 4th. The winner will advance to the November general election. Whoever is the winner in November will then take over for Kevin Daly. The 26th Senate district includes parts of Lapeer, Genesee, Tuscola, and Saginaw counties. And in other news for today, Because the city of Marlette is planning two major street projects, the city council has approved hiring some help to get the work done. The city will pay $19,800 to have the engineering done and the bidding out for the work for Concord Street and Cranbrook Street. The council also previously hired Fless and Vandenbrink. The company assisted the city in successfully applying for a Michigan Transportation Development Fund grant for the street work that needed to be done. The city was able to secure a grant that will cover about 50% of the street work that is expected to cost about $146,880, with the city paying the rest of it. The council also approved a charitable gaming license for the Marlette Athletic Boosters. The city's approval will allow the Boosters to submit an application for a gaming license, and the Boosters want the gaming license to be used during the Red Raider Sports Banquet on March the 7th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.